You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's news talk leader, Phil Williams, here in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome back to hour number two. It's going to be a full show. Keep in mind, too, by the way, bottom of the hour, 3:30, U.S. Senator Katie Britt calling in. And at 4 o'clock, the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. But right now, first up, Emily Jones with the Madison chapter of Moms for Liberty. Listen, the Madison chapter of Moms for Liberty has been making national waves, which is kind of cool, and I love that. And don't forget, too, they're radicals because, you know, Southern Poverty Law Center named them on their hate group list. And most recently, right here in Madison, the NAACP tried to protest their participation in the Madison Street Festival. Love that. Anyway, A frequent flyer here on the show is our friend Emily Jones, Madison chapter president, and she's on the line right now. Hey, Emily, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are y'all?
I'm good. So the NAACP got riled up at you. Is that right?
They did. Who knew?
Well, I mean, y'all are a hate group. What are we going to do with this?
I'm telling you, it's wild. I don't pay attention enough to the news because I keep getting these random texts about people protesting going to an event just to speak about who we are. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Well, I assume, though, that y'all didn't go, like, commit any acts of vandalism or burn American flags or do things to hurt people's feelings at the Madison Street Festival.
The first two, absolutely not. We probably did hurt a few feelings just because we showed up and we talked about who we are and what we stand for. We did get our picture taken by people that we're not happy about us being there. I caught a glimpse of a lady literally like walking over to our table, taking a picture and storming off, shaking her head. So I'm sure we hurt her feelings, but other than that, we were good.
Well, I saw, by the way, I guess it was this morning, that some protesters, much like what you described at Penn State University, Riley Gaines had a table set up. And Riley, of course, you've been in communication with Riley. She's been here on your behalf before. With the library situation, and they like overturned her table and made a big scene, and daggone if they didn't get arrested. So it was good doings.
Yep, I read a little bit of the article, and I was glad to see we're holding people accountable for that. Good
yeah.
on them.
Yeah, I was too. Well, listen, so you guys, Moms for Liberty, I got to ask you this first off: have you always been an activist yourself?
No, I have always been the go-along-to-get-along type. So this is a whole new world for me. I am figuring it out each and every day. Have no clue what I'm doing, but we'll figure it out. God's guiding us. We just got to trust in Him.
Well, there you go. Can't go wrong at that point. So I love the fact, though, that you just started. And I think I've asked you this on the air before, but it kind of falls in line with what I'm talking about now. So I'm just going to go ahead and ask you again. At what point did you decide, I am not sitting on the couch, I am going to go and do this thing with Moms for Liberty? How'd that start? When did that kick off?
It really started when I call him a little one, he's 9 now, but when my son got into public school, he started public school in first grade, and just the masking and all the things, he's just as rebellious as I am. So having to force him to do things he knew wasn't right, in trying to explain to him why we have to do this, really just became my breaking point, because I encourage him to always ask questions. Doesn't matter who it is, ask the question. You're allowed to ask questions, regardless of authority. So when he would ask questions, I had no answer for him. So the more I had to deal with that, the more frustrated I became and thought, okay, it's time to get off the sidelines and start showing him how you push back respectfully on things that are just tyrannical and completely wrong. So, started our chapter in 2022.
Did you call Moms for Liberty, or did they call you? How'd this work out?
I applied with them. It's all mine, but yeah, I reached out to them and gave them the information on who I was, what I was wanting to do, and they do a little interview process, and then we started our chapter, but it was all initiated on our end.
Okay, so you say we started our chapter. In the very first, in the nucleus, like how many of y'all were there? Was it you and one other? Was it like a handful? What'd you have?
Really, at the core, it was me and one other person. We recruited a third person in along the way because we had to have three officers to start the chapter. But really and truly, it was me and one of my friends whose children are about my child's age.
All right. So I know the answer already because I asked you offline before we went on the air. So you and one buddy, and then you voluntold a friend you had to join us. And then, and so there's three of y'all formed the chapter. And how many members do you have now?
We're slightly over 400 as of this week.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
That is really something. So you've gone from having just you getting mad, recruiting a couple of friends, and then now you've got 400 foot soldiers there with you. That's cool.
Yep.
Well, that is way cool. And listen, I think that Moms for Liberty, and I said this earlier, is like the poster child for just a few people getting a burr under their saddle and deciding it's time to do something. And Moms for Liberty is kind of gives you the organizational structure to do it within. But I think what it basically demonstrates is that individuals can still get something done.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, Moms for Liberty we're very localized. You know, we operate very autonomously from nationals, which is great for people like me that tend to buck the system. Giving us full control is very important. But we still have that connectivity to the national level and the name recognition. So it helps to get people's attention. But the people we're attracting are people, like you said, that they just get a burr in their saddle and they're like, I'm done. And it's amazing to meet some of the personalities that have not just gotten connected with us, but are actively involved and now leading activities for us. One lady in Limestone County is very soft-spoken, very sweet, very polite. She's considering running for school board now.
Yeah.
She would have never done that had it not been for Moms for Liberty. So it's such an amazing thing to watch.
Well, it really is. And you guys, you have things you stand for, but then you also have some agenda items you're working on. So what do you got in the hopper right now? You had the great moment with Kirk Cameron and Riley Gaines at the library, and that turned into national news actually, and we were proud to be supportive of that with you. But what do you got coming up? I mean, where do you go next?
So kind of near-ish term, we're doing another library event in December. This one obviously will be Christmas theme. We're going to do it in downtown Huntsville just because it's a little bit more centrally located. We have coordinated with Santa, and he has agreed to add us to his schedule for that day, so he will be there to visit with children. So that's going to be our big guest speaker, Santa Claus.
Ah.
So we've got that coming up in early December. We're still working the logistics for Riley, but we'll have her here in February. But our big thing closest to the timeline-wise is our clay shoot that we're doing this coming Saturday, and it's going to be at Old South Clay, and the money we raise from that we'll be putting back into local school board races. So we're really trying to get as many people there as we can so we can turn around and support as many candidates as we possibly can.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one myself, by the way. I plan to be there with y'all Saturday morning. So let's say it again. You're raising money to put into school board races for conservative candidates that y'all have vetted, right? You're going to vet these candidates yourselves, right?
100%, yes.
Okay. And so once they pass the Moms for Liberty litmus test, the hope, and every campaign costs money. I can tell you from having run for office before, people used to say, oh, I don't have much money. All I can do is give you like $20. And I'd say, you just bought me four signs. You bought me four,
yep,
four yard signs. I mean, that every bit counts. And so if folks want to come out, can they still sign up, by the way?
They can. Yeah. We've actually got some people that told us they're working through calendar issues. They're hoping to be there, but they're not going to know till Saturday morning. I told them it's fine. Show up. Don't show up. Send us money if you can't show up. But yeah, I mean, up until the moment we kick off at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, you can sign up.
Okay. And do you have like an online sign up where they can go if they need to?
Yes, it's on Eventbrite, or you can just Google Moms for Liberty Clay Shoot, and it'll pop up for you that way.
Okay. At Old
Keeping
South.
It simple.
It's at Old South in Athens, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, I mean, how could you not like something where it has guns and moms and liberty all in one? Just that's a great combination.
And barbecue for lunch. So.
Holy smokes. I didn't know about the barbecue. Now I'm doubly excited. Well, I look forward to being out there with y'all. And I mean, thus far, you guys have been mostly voices on the air with me, but I look forward to seeing y'all in person. But more than anything, I just really appreciate what you guys stand for, what you're doing, and the fact you've gone from 3 to 400. And when did y'all form? How long has it been?
July of 2022.
Sweet.
So you're over a year old.
Yeah, you're not even a year and a half. That's just cool.
Mm-mm. Well, we turned a year old at the end of July, and the next week, first week of year two, and we were making national news. So it's a pretty awesome story.
It really is a pretty awesome story. Well, y'all are pretty awesome yourselves, and thank you for what you're doing. I will see you Saturday morning at Old South. If people want to sign up, they still can raise money for conservatives to run in school board races with Moms for Liberty. Is that right?
Absolutely.
All right, that's Emily, thanks so much. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
You got to love that. We're taking a break right now, but we'll come right back and put a lid on that piece. But you got to love that. And yeah, if you want to support that Saturday morning, I plan to be there. Do a little shooting, a little sport and clay shooting. And oh, by the way, support a good cause. And there's not many better causes right now than to find real conservatives who will run for school board races and help support that. Moms for Liberty, in the fray, like the rest of you can be. Get off the couch. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, when you hear the ads playing during the break, let me just tell you guys, in case you didn't already know, Right Side Radio is a standalone business, all right? We are a standalone entity, not owned by the stations that you hear us on. We are indeed a standalone business, and part of the way we support ourselves is by selling ads. So if you listen to the show and you're like, man, those guys say the things that I believe, they say it the way I want to hear it, And you've got a business that you know that your goods or services would be, you know they'd be used by Right Side ruffians. You might want to align yourself with this by advertising on Right Side Radio. We'd love to have you. Here's the deal. If you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, you don't call the station. You got to call us directly. So go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on where it says advertising and contact and send us a message, and we will jump on it and get right back to you. Love to have you on the team. You want to advertise at Right Side Radio, go to rightsideradio.org, click on advertising, and we will get right back to you. I got some text messages to catch up on, so let me do that. Let's see here. Tim from Madison says, with regards to Carly Russell getting convicted, a year in prison, $17 million in restitution. So that's what Carly Russell gets. That's about as simple a response as you can ask for. Dorothy from Elkmont says, I believe the term from the movie is a take from the saying, Jesus is coming, look busy. Bible prophecy says Gaza will be uninhabitable and the earth will shake. Right now in Afghanistan, again, Slovenia, Italy, Oregon, Hawaii. Okay, I'm not sure what all you're referring to, Dorothy, but I'm assuming you're talking about earthquakes, as there was a major earthquake in western Afghanistan. But I do know Jesus is coming, and he can't come soon enough right now. Brian from Huntsville says, Ronald Reagan was the deciding factor for me on enlisting. May God keep him well. Indeed. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate your service as always. Tracy from Athens, I really think we needed to hear this, she said, especially this week, Senator. Thank you. You're welcome, Tracy. Thank you much. I appreciate the affirmation. Raven from Russellville says, moms with guns. Whoop, whoop. All caps. Gotta love it. Oh, there you have it. Thank you, Boomer. You were hot on it. Scott from Athens says, with regards to the speaker choice, he says, Scalise may be a nice person, but I checked his Liberty score on Conservative Review. He may as well be a Democrat. He says, we are capable of so much more. God's judgment is truly upon us and the whole world. The time is nigh. Take heart, brother. We got more to do. Jason from Meridianville. Oh, wow. It happened. Look at that. Jason from Meridianville. Blessings on that little baby boy. Says, we are now leaving the hospital to take our little baby boy Silas home. That is just awesome. And Boomer's already responded to your text, I can see. Says, congrats. Silas is now our young ruffian. Yeah, way to go, Jason. Congratulations, man. John from Huntsville says, Emily Jones gets an A++ from me, which means she's currently in the lead. He is easily swayed. What I've noticed here, John is easily swayed when women come on the show. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Is it just me?
Yeah. That's
There's
right.
There's a bias here.
John.
He's always giving Courtney the big grade, gives Lee from Huntsville the big grade, and gave Emily Jones the big grade. We love you anyway, John.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. And then Badger from Athens says he can hear Boomer sneezing in the background, so bless you.
Thank you. Excuse me, guys. Sometimes I got to sneeze.
That's a heck of a sneeze when your mic's off and they still hear it and say bless you.
I don't have time to run out of the room.
Oh, my gosh. All right, listen. Hey, coming up in a minute, we're going to have U.S. Senator Katie Britt on. We're gonna get her thoughts, her words, her responses to what's happening in Israel. And I'll be honest with you, I reached out to her office asking if she could come on. I felt like it was important. And I just had the sense it was important for us to hear what she had to say from her position about the whole shebang. And y'all, this is, by the way, I mean, I'm seeing things right now still coming out. I mean, Trey Yingst from Fox News, he's been doing live reporting on the scene like almost nonstop, and he's calling it hell on earth. And his words in one of his tweets this morning, this is the reporter. You can tell when the reporters are struggling with their objectivity, and he just flat said, he said this should not be forgotten, and so yeah, this should not be forgotten. I mean, we are finding bodies littered all over Israel right now, and the atrocities that have been committed. Don't ever get into what I referred to yesterday as the moral equivalency of saying, well, you know, the people of Hamas felt like they had no choice left. No, bull crap. What they did was they went to war, but they didn't do it in a manner that is, you know, we consider modern warfare. They went in to commit terror and to commit atrocities. And don't try and tell me that when you walk into a home and you cut off the baby's heads and you kill the mother as she tries to protect her child, and then you rape the daughter, and then go next door and do it again. Don't try and tell me that in some way there's a moral equivalence there. And right now, as far as I'm concerned, Israel's going to turn Gaza into a parking lot, and that's probably the way it needs to be. I mean, this is a time for reckoning. It is certainly, you can certainly look for peace, but there should be an opportunity there to recognize that while you may have actions that we would like to see lead eventually to peace, that you should not at all times ever be just excused from your behavior. And Hamas has brought this on. Coming up next, U.S. Senator Katie Britt. We'll get her thoughts on the whole thing. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.